Mike Huckabee to Alex Marlowe, Sleep with One Eye Open After Writing Breaking the News. By Robert Krajicek on May 21, 2021. Former Governor Mike Huckabee, RR, jokingly warned Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe to sleep with one eye open after Marlowe's book debut about news media corruption and conflicts of interest in Breaking the News, exposing the establishment media's hidden deals and secret corruption. Huckabee interviewed Marlowe about the investigations and findings in Breaking the News in an episode of The People's Podcast published Wednesday. He reflected on Andrew Breitbart's legacy when introducing Marlowe. My special guest today, and I'm really delighted to have him, is Alex Marlowe, Huckabee remarked. He was the very first person that Andrew Breitbart ever hired in what would become quite a media empire. And Andrew Breitbart, a brilliant guy, a character to say the least, left us too soon. But he also left us with a terrific media legacy. And Alex Marlowe has been a big part of that. Huckabee noted that Breaking the News goes beyond analysis of left-wing and partisan Democrat biases across the news media and examines the conflicts of interest at the heart of the industry's corruption and deception. He's got a blockbuster book just out called Breaking the News. And this one ought to break the record book, he said. I hope you get a copy, because if you wonder why the media is so very biased and untrustworthy, and you'd really like to know why is that, get this book, Breaking the News. Very happy, Alex, to have you join me. Thank you, and let's dive into this. This is some explosive stuff. Marlowe emphasized the original reporting contained in Breaking the News details the inability of the world's largest news media companies to operate honestly, given their integration into multi-layered business interests as subsidiaries of global conglomerates. We're not just fighting against liberal bias, he remarked. We're now fighting against an entrenched corporate media establishment that's not just doing the bidding of the globalists and the far left, but they're also doing the bidding of these mega conglomerates. He continued, people can see this day to day. They're increasingly the drivers of the left-wing agenda in America and beyond. And the book really breaks that down, but it's not just analysis. There's a lot of breaking news in it. There's a lot of investigative reporting that went into the book. And I got to be honest, I was so shocked at what I found. Breaking the News examines the marriage between the corporate structure of the country and world and the way the media treats news stories, Huckabee observed. After Marlowe described financial and personal relationships between news media personalities and politicians as incestuous, Huckabee dubbed the volume of such connections as an orgy. You mentioned incestuous. Huckabee quipped. I'm thinking incestuous may mean two people, this is like an orgy of media. Huckabee considered how Marlowe's exposés of news media figures such as MSNBC's Chuck Todd, Bloomberg News founder Michael Bloomberg, and largely unknown moguls such as Lauren Powell Jobs may upset some powerful people. Thank you for writing the book, and I hope that you will sleep with one eye open every night, because I have a feeling there will be people out to get you, my friend, Huckabee concluded.